Proclamation number 6602 of 22nd of July, 1956. Grace of embodiment as a human being. No human being is aware of the unheard-of grace of being allowed to live on Earth, for no human being recognizes his actual self. No human being can appreciate what he was in the beginning and what he can become again through the right earthly life. He once shone in inexpressible beauty, his abundance of light and strength was unlimited, and therefore his bliss was also unlimited. But no human being on earth can imagine such bliss and abundance of light and strength. And knowledge alone is not enough to grasp the great grace granted to the being that it may embody itself as a human being in order to emerge again from a freely chosen state which it had created for itself but which is completely unworthy of this perfect being. But the fact that the human being cannot grasp it is well thought out by God. Otherwise the earthly course could not result in free development to ascend but would force every being to ascend, which, however, would eliminate the attainment of perfection. And thus the human being stands, as it were, completely blind in an area which he is to walk through in order to reach the aim. And this blindness would always let him go astray if he were not accompanied by a guide who offered him his guidance. This guide will now tell him what he can achieve. He will also present his deficient state to him as self-inflicted and again spur him on to change it. But he will also leave him full freedom of will to listen to his ideas and to lead his way of life accordingly or to go his own way. But no human being needs to go through life without spiritual guidance. And this, too, is again a grace. Therefore a grace, because once the being stood in brightest light and voluntarily gave itself to this light. Thus it spurned something divine, it rejected what God's great love bestowed upon it when he created the being. And this was a sin which justly had to lead to complete darkness. And justly also meant a wasting away of God's love and mercy. But the divine love and mercy does not deny itself eternally. But it is and remains an act of grace that God gives these fallen through their own fault the opportunity to work their way up again. Even though this happens in such a way that the human being himself is not aware of the significance of his earthly existence. But God also tries to provide him with a knowledge about it, only, knowledge and complete realization are still different, but the human being can acquire a degree of realization that he is able to believe what is presented to him as knowledge. Yet a single glimpse into his original state of light would render the human being incapable of further striving, for he would then perish under the force of his sin. But he shall reach his former state of light again. For this reason every possibility has been opened up to him through God's love and grace, thus he finds himself in a perpetually flowing flow of grace of divine love which can also lead him to the aim if he completely surrenders himself to it, if he does not swim against the current. That is, if he does not offer in a resistance to those spiritual guides who are extremely eager to help him progress, but who nevertheless leave him complete freedom. But anyone who willingly allows himself to be steered and guided will come ever closer to his original state, and soon he will also recognize in his spirit the truth of what is presented to him. He recognizes God's infinite love and grace, and then he humbly submits himself to the God and Father he has recognized, and he desires him with all his senses. Then he can already be permeated by a small light of realization which, however, is only a faint reflection of the original light which once completely permeated him. But then the grace of embodiment as a human being bestowed upon him was not ineffective, and then he returned to the Father, from whom he is no longer able to separate even in eternity, for love has now indissolubly united him with the eternal love. Amen.